All right. So hello, everybody. I'm Lisa Christoffel. I am the B2B Writing Success Managing Editor. This is our December book club on the final kind of section of The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And then we're going to do our big reveal of the 2022 books and go through. I'll show you covers and we'll talk a little bit about what the book, you know, why I chose it and what I'm hoping you'll get out of it. So given that we don't have a lot of folks on, we just have EG on right now, we'll do, I would say, a short sort of recap of The Artist's Way, and then we'll move into the 2022 book club stuff. So EG, you actually finished it, right?
I did. I finished it.
What were your takeaways from it?
I need to go back.
Yeah,
I need to go back because I and I'm actually planning on doing that starting January 1st because I, although I did the morning pages every morning, I'm still doing them, and I did the artist dates every week. I'm still doing them. I found that I actually wasn't entirely following all the prompts and doing the tasks and the exercises. A lot of times it was just a case of, oh, well, this doesn't apply to me. I'm going to skip it. But now that I've actually gone through it once, I've realized that it's probably the case of, like she says, if you don't want to do the morning pages, that's when you need to do them.
That's when you need to do them, right? Yeah.
And I think that's exactly where I purposely went past them. I guess subconsciously went past them, and I should go back and revisit why did they really not apply to me, or is there something that I'm avoiding?
That you're resisting, yeah. You know, participating in and everything.
Yeah.
I noticed that too myself. And I actually stopped doing the morning pages because I've got arthritis in my left thumb. And it at first, like over the first like 3 weeks, it got better as I wrote. So it didn't hurt quite as much. And then it got like exponentially worse by the end of week 4 into the beginning of week 5. And I just stopped writing because it was too painful. So I got myself some copper fit glove thing for my hand, and we'll see if that works. But it could also be that I was starting to get somewhere and my thumb was sort of a, you know, it was basically one of those, you don't really want to go there, do you? So let's just stop right now. So I agree with you. For a lot of the tasks and things that she had, I did not, I got through maybe one or two of those a week, and not the rest of them. And it was a time thing. So I had always intended to go back and do some more, you know, as I finished the book, but, I thought it was really interesting. And, one of the books that we're going to read for 2022, she actually wrote the foreword for the book and she knows the author. In the foreword for this author's book, there's a story about the two of them and an adventure that they had. So it was kind of cool. I like it when things interconnect and everything. So just for everybody's, just a recap for those of you who may not have read, and let me go full screen here. For those of you who may not have read, The Artist's Way, what we're talking about with the morning pages is it's 3 handwritten pages, first thing in the morning. You're not supposed to stop, and you're not supposed to write. Like, so you're not writing a poem or you're not writing an ode. You're not writing. You're just brain dumping. They tend to be negative, whiny. It tends to be very disconnected. I have several places in my morning pages where I start writing. I have no idea what else to write. I'm not sure what else I'm going to write. I don't know what to do. And then suddenly you'll find yourself writing more. As long as you just keep writing, it'll come out. Why should you do those? It's going to clear your brain so you can prioritize and streamline your day. It's going to slow down your brain so you can kind of see what's going on in there. Sometimes you'll get some insights. And it allows you to see yourself and what you want more clearly. It frees up your creativity. And you can actually, one of the chapters she has you asking yourself some questions at night and then letting your brain sort of percolate on those and then writing down anything that comes to you in the morning. Now, EG, the last time we talked, you had not actually done that piece. Did you go back and do that? Or are you going to go back and do that?
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it's not that I didn't want to do it. It just, I kept forgetting by the time the day rolled on. Like, I've got the morning routine locked down, but then all of a sudden to think about writing.
And then you move into the rest of your day.
Yeah. by the time it came down to, like, you know, before going to bed, that it totally, until I went back and read, right, to see, you know, did you do your tasks? Did you do all this? I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't do that once. So yeah. I think it's a matter of setting an alarm or something to remind myself, or putting a post-it note by the lamp, you know, on the bedside table, it just so that I can remember to do that. Cause it's
that's
not that
what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I have, like a little notebook by my bed, and I just like wrote down that question. And so I saw it when I went to sleep, you know, for that evening, but then things get piled on it. So I only did it a few days and then I didn't do it otherwise, but it was an interesting thing. I really did like have a few little light bulbs and epiphanies when I asked myself a question at night and then, you know, kind of tried to write what I was thinking about in the morning. So it was kind of cool.
I think there's definitely value in going back and doing that, because I found that some of the morning rants that I had in the morning pages, they kind of came back up during the day with my business. Like if there's something that I'm like, why am I not doing this? Or why am I not seeing this kind of a result? And then something would happen. I'd get an email or a message, or something would pop up on one of my monitors. And it's like, okay, wait, I just have that mini rant this morning. So I can now address it and write. Yeah. I'm more cognizant of it. I could see that if I let my brain percolate overnight, that it'll probably be better than just, but yeah, the awareness level is definitely there.
The awareness is amazing. Because I know, like, you know, I think I talked about this last time. I struggle with trying to eat healthy more often, like trying to focus on healthy foods. And so one of the weeks, that I was doing it, I just had I went to Wendy's and got a burger and fries, you know, like it was one of those weeks. Right. And then I was getting frustrated and I was like yelling at myself in the morning pages. And then I was like talking about why am I doing this and everything. And actually there were some pretty good insights. And I will say, since I started doing that, I am way more aware of what my thoughts are before I make a food choice and what my, you know, and I'm choosing healthier stuff. So, I think there is something to those morning pages. Even if you do the book, not necessarily for your writing or your copywriting, if you have other things that you want to change, I think that it helps you in a lot of ways.
It's interesting. I think the book has helped me pretty much with everything, but my copywriting, but all of that impacts my copywriting indirectly, right?
So it sure does. Yeah, absolutely. So then the second piece of the artist's way is that artist date. And you talked about doing that artist date every week. So there are some rules to the artist date. They have to be done solo. So you may want to go to the movies and, you know, get popcorn and soda and hang out at the movies, but you have to do it by yourself. If you're going to follow the rules of the artist date, you can explore something that excites or interests you. She talks about everything from like going to a flea market or a yard sale and looking for cool old antiques. If that interests you, if books interest you, going to an original old bookstore and looking through all of the, you know, original copies of stuff. E.g., you go out on your sort of bison, like bison whispering tours, whatever you want to call them. But basically you have to play. It has to be something that interests you, and not something you feel like you have to do or you should do. So what are, I know that you do some of those those outdoors things. Is there anything else you do, or is that really where your interest is?
That's really where my interest is in. I don't watch TV. Like, my mother's got a TV and I literally do not know how to turn it on. And if she pushes the on-demand stuff, I'm totally lost, which is a complete change for me because it used to be all about the TV. So I do give myself that guilty pleasure every now and then. So like today it's like minus 25 outside. So there's no going. I mean, the air
that's
is like,
that's selfish,
but it's still, yeah. The air is too fresh to enjoy. So on days like this, it'll be, just kind of get under the covers, you know, get like a hot tea or something and then put Netflix on or put Amazon Prime on, right? It's something frivolous, something that doesn't involve,
Yeah, my artist dates, I found a lot of them doing, when I was a teenager, I was one of those teenagers, I didn't want anything to do with my parents, right? So I'd lock my bedroom door, blast my music, and do a puzzle. That was like my thing to get away. So I actually got some puzzles out and started doing some puzzles for my artist date. But instead of blasting the music, because I wanted to rewatch all the Marvel movies in order so that I actually understood. Like, if you watch them in the order they've been released, my son knows what everything means and what happened and all this sort of thing, but I wasn't connecting any dots. So my sister had said, just watch them in order and like, you'll suddenly see everything. And I've started watching them in order. So I would watch a movie and work on a puzzle as my artist date for a lot of them. And I absolutely loved that. I thought that was so much fun.
Yeah, so Amazon's become my best friend because I've also recently taken up the hobby of, let me explore what I can add to my camping adventures on Amazon. So I'm kind of already anticipating once I can get back out there. Right. So that's, that kind of plays into it too. If I can't go out, I'm finding something to do that still connects with me going out, right? Giving myself that anticipation of being able to go out and, you know, doing a better job of staying off grid and stuff, right? While still having all the amenities that I need.
That is cool. So why are these artist dates important? What Julia says is the morning pages basically let us send our thoughts out to the universe, telling it what we like and what we dislike and everything. And the artist date allows us to receive that. You're going to open your mind and you're going to make yourself available for inspiration. So, you know, just like I used to, you know, shut my door and blast my music and do my puzzles, I think it was my way of basically shutting everything else out so that I was open for other stuff to come in, for ideas and things like that. They train us to take risks on our own behalf. They're active forms of meditation and help you connect with your consciousness. And as she puts it, they allow you to restock your fish pond, because when you're writing and when you're expending your creative energy, you're fishing, you're taking fish out of the pond. So you have to restock it every once in a while. So that's the purpose of these artist dates. And then she's got these cool weekly tasks that support the theme of each week, of the 12 weeks. And some of them are more like imagining, like list out 5 imaginary lives. So if you had 5 other lives that you could be living, what would you be doing in each one of those 5 other lives? You know, or one of the other imagining ones is describe your ideal environment, write it out, draw it or find pictures, you know, like if, you know, your ideal environment is sitting out talking to the bison at your car window, right? So, you know, take a picture of that, draw a picture, put it by your computer so that you're there even when you're not there, right? I think is one of those exercises. So the imagining exercises are kind of cool. And then she also has some that I think are probably, I would guess, maybe some of the ones you skipped. They might be some of the ones I skipped, some of the ones people might be more likely to skip, which is the introspection ones. So like looking at one situation in your life that you feel you should change but haven't yet, and really digging in and saying, what's the payoff for you for staying stuck? Right? What are you getting by, not taking that other step or doing that one thing that you've always said you wanted to do, but you just haven't done yet? Right? So I don't know if you did any of these. Did you do any of these?
No. And a lot, I mean, like for me, five, I can't think of five. I mean,
yeah,
one, right? And I'm pretty close to living the life that I want to live now, right? So I've had an interesting life anyway. I've experienced maybe too many things in my lifetime. So I couldn't think of five, even if I tried to open my mind up to it. But I did, looking back, I found that a lot of the stuff having to do with my childhood and stuff like that is a lot of the stuff that I avoided, right? Like childhood dreams and, you know, all that stuff that I bypassed all of that.
Yeah. It really depends on where your hot points are, right? So that's interesting.
Yeah. And again, it goes back to, you know, I kind of went past it thinking, well, this doesn't really apply to me because, you know, I was kind of sheltered as a child, which is probably why I'm so outgoing and adventurous now. I'm making up for lost time. But I'm sure if I went back the second time, even a third time, that more things will resonate if I take the time to actually, you know, honor the process and go through it, that something will start unlocking and, you know, bubbling up to the surface.
It's interesting. I mean, there are comments from people, and, you know, we talked last time about Tim Ferriss does these, right? There are people who do these morning pages for years and years and years, and the tasks and the stuff that she has. I noticed the stuff that she has in the tasks. Well, she wrote this book a long time ago, right? The stuff she has in the tasks.
I've got our 25th anniversary. Yeah, right, 25th and like this is, but this one isn't even recent, so she could probably do a 30th, I would assume, coming
right.
up. Yeah.
Right. But the things that come up in there have been reused by other people, you know, and are part of other people's processes and methods for helping you dig in and dig out. So this is sort of like the original, right? The source, of a lot of that stuff, which is what I found really cool about the book. So, thank you for joining me and talking about it. Hopefully some of our other members did it and they just didn't want to get on a Zoom call and talk about it. So I'm hoping that people have taken advantage of it because it was a really cool book.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the challenge with this one is probably that fear of opening up in public, right? And, you know, kind of wanting to hold back and not necessarily share.
Yeah.
Right. What you've been, you know, sweeping under the rug for
yeah,
so long.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And that is fair. Right. So we're going to move on to 2022. So the 2022 book club and writing challenge is, so the book club, for those of you who might be watching this later and are new to the book club and writing challenge, the club has two main goals. One of the goals is to actually have you read the books, so that you learn or get new perspectives, different expert advice, things that you can take back to your business, from a writing perspective, from a mindset perspective, and or from a marketing and business perspective. So all of the books touch, you know, one or more of those key pieces of building your freelance writing business. And then the second part of the book club and writing challenge is the writing challenge. So, you know, the other piece is using the reading to generate ideas for your business and then taking those ideas that you've generated and proposing an article to publish in B2B Writing Success so that you get a byline. And I actually bumped up the prize. You get $150 in 2022. For any book club, it was $100 when we started the book club, a couple years ago. So it's $150 for next year, starting next year. So any book that you read that's part of our book club and writing challenge, pitch me an idea and there'll be details, when I, tell you when I remind you of which book we're reading each month. Pitch me an idea. If the idea is chosen, you'll get $150 for writing the article and you'll get a byline in B2B Writing Success. So that's kind of the gist of the book club and writing challenge. And there's no, like, you don't have to tell me you're joining. There's no place where you sign up or anything. As long as you're a member of B2B Writing Success, you are eligible to participate. And one thing that people stress about, and I want to be sure that you don't take this on, you do not have to read every single book for every single month. You pick and choose the ones that you think are most appropriate for you. If you want to do every book every month, great. If it's going to take you 2 months to get through a book, that's why I give you the entire year's books. So that if there's a book, maybe in February that you really don't want to read, but March looks great, maybe read the March book in February and March so that you have, you know, give yourself 2 months to get through it. Cause I know we're pretty busy.
Or if you give us something that has like that's 700 pages.
Yes, Mr. Ferris is kind of prolific. Yeah, that'd be like a year's book. Yes, yeah, Tools of Titans is quite a large book and filled with great stuff. But what is really cool about that book is it's more like a resource, like a dictionary or something, right? You turn to what you're interested in and you read some of the ideas from the experts that he's interviewed or done podcasts with, and you walk away and say, hey, I'm going to try this. And then a few weeks later, you might go back and flip to the book. So it's not really a book that I don't think it's not really a book you sit down and read. I think it's a book that you sort of use to give you ideas and help you when you're stuck on something. That's my thought. Yes, that's a tough one. Okay. So January's book is Content Rules by Ann Hanley. And with Content Rules, I actually think this is the coolness about this book is that it's actually a twofold benefit you get, because you can use the knowledge in this book to help yourself or to help your clients. Because what it's teaching you to do is writing blogs, podcasts, videos, ebooks, webinars that engage customers and ignite your business. So whether you're doing that for yourself or whether you're doing that as an advisory, you know, to help your clients, to do a better job for your clients, it's going to help you help them if you choose to implement this for your clients. And it has a little social media thing in there, EG. I don't know if I'm sure you've read this. I think you've already read this book, right? Yeah, it's already got bookmarks all over and stuff. So some of the books I have in hard copy, some I have in my Kindle. This one I have in my Kindle, so I'm not going to ever have like the little bookmark sticking out on that one. But
the thing about this one, and I'm sorry to kind of cut you off, but like chapter 2, like I wish that all the rules, the content rules, are all laid out in meme format. So, you know, even if without having the tabs, you can just go back and photocopy or rip out those pages, slap them up against your wall, and then you can just go back and reference them as needed.
Yeah, that's excellent. I read through, first of all, I've seen Ann Hanley speak. I've read her other books and she's phenomenal. So I didn't expect anything less, but I'm really looking forward to reading this. This one I have not read yet.
So you're missing out.
I'm excited.
You'll read it in a day.
Oh, cool. I love it.
It's incredibly easy reading and it's just eye-opening. Like I even learned something from it.
Awesome. That's awesome. February is a book called How to Change by Katie Milkman. And this is really a mindset book. So she's a Harvard professor and she's an expert in behavioral change. So it's a science-based guide on how to overcome things like, I know one of my personal things is procrastination, right? Actually, and impulsivity. I have a little ADHD, a little bit of those kind of issues, but I can procrastinate and I can be impulsive. So I am really looking forward to reading this book too. It came pretty highly recommended. And I think, you know, especially as you are launching freelance businesses and you are responsible for the success of your business, your permanent income, all of those kinds of things, you know, you can't afford to be a temperamental artist, right? You need to be able to get your arms around behaviors that might be self-sabotaging to make sure that you can keep moving forward. So I think this is a really great book for early in the year to help people sort of get their arms around getting a good direction going forward for their business. Is this one you've read yet?
I've got that. Yep. That was one of the, I've got different colored tabs for this one.
Because I know you said I did give you a peek at the book club and you said you'd read a bunch of the books so far. So,
yeah, I mean, this one, Marcella introduced me to this one as part of one of her salons or
fast rides
or something. Yep. I'd never heard of it before. I'd just done Atomic Habits, but I actually find this more helpful than Atomic Habits.
Really? And I loved Atomic Habits. So that's great. That's it. Well, she is supposedly like a world renowned expert in behavior change. And my understanding is she really boils down the habit changes that you really need to, or the behavior changes you really need to instill. So that's pretty cool.
And it's scientific, but it's not sciencey. So it's not mind numbing, you know, like textbook material.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. That's excellent. So the next one is about writing. And it is Writing Down the Bones. And when I was talking about the foreword to this book was written by Julia Cameron. And she talks about how, Natalie had jumped into this water and said, "Hey, come on in. You know, it's easy to swim in here and everything." And Julia Cameron is looking at like this raging water flowing everywhere and thinking, "Writer drowns." She's already written her epitaph right in her head as she gets into the water. But the cool thing about this book is it's a mindset book about writing. So I think it pairs well with The Artist's Way, and it helps you get into some writing practices that you really do need in order to be successful in your copywriting journey.
They actually wrote each other's forewords.
Oh, they did. I didn't even realize she wrote The Artist's Way forward. That's funny. And then this one is not out yet. It will be out December 21st, I believe. So anybody who was at boot camp, I'm sure that you got some entertainment from Terry's truth bombs that she was dropping on everybody at boot camp. And this is really like a personal growth kind of a book. But I am so looking forward to reading this. I've been getting her e-newsletter things, like her email. I'm on her email list. I've been getting all the stuff as it's coming out. She is a trip, and I'm really looking forward to reading this book. And I know you haven't read this one because it's not out yet.
No, but I have pre-ordered it, and I've gone through her bonus stuff that she has. And there are some interesting writing prompts in there that are kind of similar to Julia, to The Artist's Way prompts. So there is stuff in there to help.
Yeah, she gave us some of those writing prompts at boot camp, right? Like one of the things that she said for that really struck me was, you know, how do you know you're, you know, on the right business and supporting the right customers and doing the things that, you know, are right for you? And she said, one of the things you should look at is your own habits. Like, for instance, what kind of a gift giver are you? Right? Write down what kind of a gift giver you are. And I was like, that was like a light bulb thing for me, right? Because, I absolutely have to find gifts that really mean something to somebody. Like I do not want to just buy a tie ever. Right. So it was really, really interesting. It was a really, really interesting exercise. So then the next book, I got this thing over here. So I'm trying to see if I can, there we go. The next book for May is a Dan Kennedy book, because I realized in almost 3 years, I have never put a Dan Kennedy book on our list. So I had to do a Dan Kennedy book, and we haven't talked about pricing yet. So I thought this was a really good book. This is all business, just like Dan. This is, he, if you've ever seen him speak, if you've ever taken a class of his, he tells it exactly like he sees it. And he writes like that too. So, this will be a great book. This one on writing well is, I haven't read it yet, but I read the reviews and I read all of the, kind of feedback on it. And, it sounds like he lets you look over his shoulder, kind of breaking down, in a way. So one of the first books we read in early 2020 when I started the book club was Stephen King's On Writing. And that was his explanation of kind of looking over his shoulder and how he wrote. But he's a horror fiction writer. So I figured this will be a good sort of mirror on the Stephen King book, because this is about writing nonfiction and on the process of writing, what are the keys to writing well and everything. So I'm really looking forward to this book as well. Now, did you read this one yet?
This one's my favorite, actually. I've read that. Where is it? I don't see it. Oh, it's in the other room. I've read that one probably 3 times this year.
Interesting.
So I mean, I'll skim through it. I'll find it. But yeah, that one, that's like my go-to.
Interesting. Because Stephen King's On Writing, I've read, I don't usually read books more than once or maybe twice because there are so many books to read. But his On Writing, I've read many times. So I'm really looking forward to On Writing Well. We'll see how that compares. In July, we're going to read Story or Die by Lisa Krohn. And interestingly enough, if any members of B2B Writing Success are members of Professional Writers Alliance, it looks like Jen has decided to do this book in January, right?
Is it this one or the other one?
I thought she decided to do Story or Die.
Okay. Because she's got, two.
Yes. Yeah.
So this one is the newer one.
Yes. I think that's what the one Jen had put out there for, Professional Writers Alliance. But her subtitle is, you know, how to use brain science to engage, persuade, and change minds in business and life. So my thinking in picking this book was it's going to help you do everything. From it'll help you do your copywriting more effectively. It'll help you more easily get clients and followers. It's going to help you get more of the things you want in life. Like it's kind of an everything book. And I've heard nothing but great things about this book. So I'm really looking forward to reading this. August's book is Unmarketing. Everything Has Changed and Nothing Is Different by Scott Stratton, and his wife. If you were at boot camp, you heard Scott as the keynote speaker. So his focus is on authenticity, relationships, empathy, all of that sort of thing. So it is a marketing book, but as he says, it's unmarketing. So it should be a really interesting, it should be an interesting read for all of you to think about versus the way that you're taught to market yourself and sometimes the way that your clients want you to write for them versus what Scott is saying here.
And with that one, I mean, like, he's got a lot of different books, and at boot camp, he also gave us the, his video course for LinkedIn. And a lot of that really is like, it will help your writing, even though technically it is marketing, because your writing is marketing, basically. Yeah. It's how you're talking to people with written word instead of with verbal, right? So a lot of that is covered. And the best part of that book is the footnotes.
Interesting. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So September, is a book called How to Take Smart Notes. The premise of this book is not just, I mean, it is great to take smart notes, right? When you're copywriters, most of the B2B Writing Success members are learning copywriters, right? You're learning how to perfect your craft and build your business and everything. So taking smart notes is just smart, right, to do that. But it also helps you do more with what you are learning, helps you organize things, write, think more clearly, write more efficiently and effectively. It's got a broader impact than just making sure that you take good notes from a class that you're learning. All right.
I could have used that in college.
Yeah. Actually, that
I could have just dipped it in highlighter. I didn't really know what to focus in on, so everything was getting
highlighted and notes and everything. Yeah. Yeah. Then October's book is called Rework, and I do not know how to say his last name, whether it's Fried or Freed.
Freed.
Okay. It's a business book for entrepreneurs and small business owners, but it's a unique way of thinking about your business that is not something that you're typically shown or told about. So I think it will be a really good book. What?
And it has cool graphics. I got most of these. I'm going to be this year. Yeah. So they're all really short chapters, but they're all little nuggets, right? Like, it's a really easy read. And there's a lot of aha moments in there.
Yeah. I actually, the comments on the book were very much like people are like, holy crap. You know, so hopefully it should be a really interesting book to read. November is going to be Risk Forward by Victoria Baum. This is a little bit of mindset, a little bit of business, and just compelling for your creative spirit. So it should be a really interesting book as well to read. And it's, you know, as you're closing out 2022, I think it will help you start to formulate where you want to go next by reading something like this. And then December is Scott's got his own way of telling you, you know, teaching you marketing with unmarketing and that process. What I wanted to do was give you another view of marketing and marketing advice. Mike Michalowicz has basically a formula or a process that he follows when he advises his clients on how to market themselves to get attention. And he calls it Get Different. So this is a marketing book that makes you think about what it is that you're trying to convey. So it's kind of cool. All right. That is our look at the 2022 book club and writing challenge. Any other input or any questions, EG, before we sign off, since you're the only participant here?
Yay for bumping up the price for the prize. I guess my question is more for the people that might, like for me as well, because I'm not entirely clear. I've read a lot of these books already. So if I've got ideas, do I need to wait for that month or can I submit ahead of time? And can I submit more than one or like, what's the process to do that?
Yeah. So it's interesting. There's a couple of processes involved here. From a purely book club challenge, it is to be submitted at the end of the month when that book was to be read for that particular prize and all of that. However, we have an open idea and submission process in B2B Writing Success. So if you have, especially if you're sort of knitting together books and you're thinking about, you know, you've read maybe two or three of the writing books and you've come up with something, that really hit you in terms of a consolidation of the advice across the books, and it's an article that you really think that will be beneficial to people, submit it whenever you are, submit it as a B2B writing success submission, not necessarily a response to the challenge. Okay. And I have had months where nobody submitted anything, and I have had months where I've given multiple people the challenge awards, because my goal is to get you guys to read these and to get you to think about how to apply what you're reading to your business in a way that lets you, I don't know, I'm sure that you've heard the term, you know, if you really want to learn something, teach it. So submitting an article idea is kind of like teaching our members that concept or that idea that really resonated with you that you want to incorporate into your business. So I think that the best way for you to really get the most from the book club is to submit ideas and write an article about something that you've learned from that. Other questions? Okay, then that is a wrap for tonight. Thank you, everybody. And for anybody who's listening, we are going to have another session in January. It will be January 12th at noon. I'm going to double check that. It's a Monday at noon, I believe. I'm going to double check that date. But the book is Tools of Titans. So, if you have a chance to flip through that huge book that EG held up earlier, and grab a couple of your favorite chapters or your favorite experts, bring some stories with us about how you applied something or what you learned from it, that would be great. Tim Ferriss is, he's like a professional life hacker. So some of this stuff is way out there, something I would never try. And some of the stuff is some really cool stuff that I think you'd really enjoy. So hopefully you've been making your way through that book.
And the cool thing is, like, I looked at this and I did try to read it like a book, and then it just got to be overwhelming. So okay. I just started to look. Who do I recognize? Like, what names resonate with me, right? Well, I don't like you, but I like you. So I'm going to go read what you're
doing.
Yeah.
I started listening to it on Audible as a book on tape when I was at the gym. And what I found out was I wanted to write stuff down and try stuff. And you can't do that when you're like on the elliptical at the gym listening to it. So I stopped doing that and I bought the hardcover book and I'm like going through it a different way now. But yeah. Yeah, that's a tough book. I probably should not have bought that book on Audible. That's a tough book because it's more like a reference book. Probably wasn't the best choice. But all right, cool. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I got to get ready to head over to our Ask Me Anything coaching hour in 15 minutes. So I appreciate the participation, EG. Thank you very much. You guys, everybody, have a happy holiday season, whatever you celebrate, in whatever way you celebrate. And I look forward to talking to everybody in January again. All right. Take care. Bye.